بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome one and all, mashallah, in this lovely month of Jumad al-Ukhra, with just around about 70 days left now for the beautiful month of Ramadan. Today we will discuss a little bit about the Jumu'ah and the Friday Salah, and I think it's important for us to understand what is the status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the Jumu'ah Salah itself and the day of Jumu'ah as well. The day of Jumu'ah considered to be one of the greatest days. The day of Jumu'ah, as far as virtue is concerned, is greater than even the days of Eid. So great is this day of Jumu'ah. Also, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that a person who makes a dua, there is a moment on the day of Friday that if a person has to make a dua during this time, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that dua. And some ulama say that it is the time before Fajr sets in, that is in the last third of the night, that is of Thursday night before the Friday Fajr Salah rather. Then also some say that after the first adhan is given for Jumu'ah, till the imam stands up to give the khutbah, during that time if dua is made. And a group of ulama also mention, and this is the majority of ulama mention, that it is the last few moments of the day of Friday, that is between Asr and Maghrib on the day of Friday. And that is something that we should keep in mind, that between Asr and Maghrib, especially on the day of Friday, it should be a time where there is certain type of a'mal that is taking place, and we should try and stop whatever it is that we're doing during that time and try and focus on ibadat for the daughter of Hazrat Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Used to remind her slave, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, used to remind her worker in the house that remind me when it is almost the time of Maghrib. That means the last few moments of the day of Jumu'ah, so that I can engage in dua. And this was the time between Asr and Maghrib on the day of Friday. So a very, very great day regarding the Salah itself. A person who makes ghusl and obviously does all the other sunnats of the day of Friday, which we will discuss inshallah. And then he comes towards the Jumu'ah Salah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his sins from one Friday to the next. So it is a great, great amal, it's a great ibadat, the day of Friday. Allah ta'ala has mentioned the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That, O you who believe, when the call is made for Salah on Friday, then hasten to the remembrance of Allah and leave off business. That is better for you if you only knew. So when this adhan is given on the day of Friday for the Jumu'ah Salah, everything should be stopped and the men should proceed towards the masjid. Ladies should engage themselves in ibadat, etc. And try not to be too busy in the kitchen and all of that. Try and finish up before then. And also in the evening between Asr and Maghrib, it is a time where all other work should be put aside. And a person should dedicate that time for the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. It is one day in the week, and it is that one day that there should be a difference from our normal routine. There should be a difference from our normal routine in that more time should be given for the ibadat and remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. It cannot be like a normal day of the week where, you know, we just stop maybe for the namazes itself, and then the rest of the time we're doing what we normally need to do. So the day of Jumu'ah should be different. A person should make extra preparation for the day of Jumu'ah. A person should take out more time for the remembrance of and the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And very, very important as well on the day of Jumu'ah is that a person takes out time for sending salawat and durood upon our master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For it is mentioned in a hadith that when a person reads a durood, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designates an angel to convey that durood to Rasulullah Park sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his grave. Therefore, the day of Friday is a very, very virtuous day. The day of Friday, even in the Jummah Salah, as opposed to the normal Dhuhr Salah, which contains 12 rakats, the Jummah Salah contains 14 rakats. Jummah Salah is fard, and more emphasis has been laid on it than on Dhuhr Salah. Dhuhr is also fard Salah, but Jummah Salah is fard, and more emphasis has been laid on it than on Dhuhr. There is no Dhuhr Fard Salah on Friday. That means on the day of Friday, for those people who are making Jumu'ah, there is no Dhuhr Salah on that day. Obviously, the ladies at home, because they do not attend the Jumu'ah Salah, they will make the Dhuhr Salah at home. The Jumu'ah Salah has been fixed in place of Dhuhr Salah, meaning that it is read in the same time as Dhuhr. That means when Dhuhr Namaz would set in, that's when the time for Jumu'ah sets in. When Dhuhr Salah expires, that's when the time for Jumu'ah will also expire. It is read in the exact same time slot. Let's put it that way. It's read in the same time slot as that of Dhuhr Salah. The Jumu'ah Salah is fard on all free, major, sane, healthy, and muqeem men. All free, major, meaning that a person must be free, not a slave. A person must be baligh, not nabaligh. A person must be sane, that means not insane. A person must be healthy, that means not sick. And a person must be a muqeem, that means he must not be a traveler. For all these people, Jumu'ah Salah is fard. If, for example, a person is a slave, which we do not have in today's times, then Jummah Salah will not be fard. If a person is nabaligh, Jummah Salah is not fard. However, we should get our children in the habit of reading their Jummah Salah from a young age. For all their salahs, but especially the Jummah Salah, should be given extra emphasis. Sane people, that means a person who is insane, there will not be Jummah fard on him. A person who is sickly, Jummah will not be fard on him. A person who is traveling, Jummah will not be fard on him. And it is not fard on minor children, slaves, mad, sick and blind persons, musafir, women, and those who have some valid excuse. That will be determined on a one-to-one basis. A person can obviously check with the alimuddin or with the ulama with regard to a person's special circumstances and when he may or may not be allowed to miss the Jumu'ah Salah. The conditions for performing the Jumu'ah Salah are as follows. The Jumu'ah Salah should be in a city or a town that resembles a city. It is not proper to perform the Jumu'ah Salah in a small village, but rather they should go to the nearest town and they should read Salah at the Jami Masjid there. Jummah will be read during Dhuhr time. We discussed this as well. Khutbah should be delivered before the Salah, as opposed to the Eid Namaz where the Khutbah is given after the Salah. In the Jummah Namaz, the Khutbah will be given before the Salah. The Salah should be read with Jama'ah. It is compulsory to have at least three men in order to make the Jama'ah. And permission needs to be given for everybody to attend. That is one condition as well. That idhne aam, there must be permission given to all the Muslims. Whoever wants to attend may be able to attend. If all these five conditions are found, performing of the Jummah Salah will be correct. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. And grant us amal to make tawfiq to make amal. And also let us take advantage of the day of Friday and let us maximize our ibadat and our remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak day. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining us. Until next week, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.